Ah, there's your cue. Oh my goodness, guys. We're going to start out today with a song, Lyle. Can you please put on your best singing voice and sing along with me?
Yellow Rose of Texas?
Nope. Nope. Who is being mortalized? Or that's not the word I want to use.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
There you go. There you go. And if the rest of you live in a cave and you don't know what's gone on in world news, one of the greatest singers, songwriters, business entrepreneurs passed away at age 76, same age as my grandfather, Willard Rogers, not Will Rogers the statesman, but Willard Rogers, 76. Who are we referring to, Lyle?
Yeah.
None other than our great friend, the Margaritaville.
There you go. There you go. So, anybody else want to play Nikan trivia this morning and guess who passed away? Who is a legend?
Jimmy Buffett.
There you go. Good job, Renee. Good job. Good job. A way to be awake. Renee, have you had your Jade Greenzyme Citrus or your Pie Mag water or some organic coffee or whatever you choose to start your day with?
Pie Mag water so far.
Pie Mag, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay, because I've only been awake for like 8 hours out here on the West Coast, and I am, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I wanted to start out this morning with a song because September, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I think is the group. September, somebody can help me sing it because my youngest daughter didn't do her typical September song thing yet. But tomorrow is a very, very special day for me. And I'm not, this call, Saturday AM Live is not about bands, especially today. But once a year, as we revolve around the sun, and sometimes it falls on that day for me, but do you know what song we're going to sing this morning in harmony?
Happy birthday to them.
There we go. To you. Happy birthday to
Happy
me.
Birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear band. Happy birthday to you.
There we go. All done. All done. Okay. So let's move on. So September is one of those months. It's a pivotal month. And tomorrow we are launching something that I think is going to be revolutionary for Team Rogers. And if you've demuted your line, Lyle, Renee, Karen, Julie, I sent a text out. Karen did not get the text. I laughed when she called me because I acted like she did get the text. But several of you received the text. Lyle, I apologize for not sending it to you. But the text simply said, will you be available to play with me in my sandbox this morning on Saturday AM Live? So if you've hit star 6 on your phone and there's not a lot of background noise, then the answer to that question is yes, Vance, I would like to play with you. And for the next, starting tomorrow, and I think Rita's on the line and she already agreed to play with me in my sandbox today, starting tomorrow on my 55th birthday, 5-5, my birthday buddy Ivan, who was born in Odessa, Ukraine, he actually turns 55 today, but we figured out the time zone differences, and we were born almost at the exact same time. Same year, same day, everything. Half a world apart. And I took a selfie of my friend Ivan and I the other day, and it's quite funny. He doesn't speak much English, and I don't speak much Ruski, Russian. So we have this really funny interaction on a regular basis. My point is this. Starting tomorrow, in the spirit of having fun and addressing all four top motivators, we're launching a contest, the Team Rogers contest. Even if you're not in the Rogers organization like Karen, she gets adopted in because she listens to and partakes of and is a regular participant of Saturday AM Live. So when Karen shares with her team, hey, you should do this contest that my crazy friend Vance is doing because you could win big. Karen, tell people right up front what they can win. That was your cue, Karen. Karen, you're supposed to tell them what they could win.
Sorry, I was muted. they can win big prizes from
there you
from
go
the, from the Corbett, Oregon warehouse, but everybody will win because there's also some smaller ones.
There you go. So I think that the better way to say what Karen was attempting to say is, what do you want to win? What would motivate you? So here's the first question of the day to get this contest rolling in the right direction. Then I'm going to explain how easy, because Michael DiMuccio, Dave Rolfe, who else has got big teams in Nikon? Ruth Lowe. Karen, you're part of Ruth Lowe's team. They're all these different, Nikon as a corporation, they're always doing these contests. Dennis and Ruth Williams. Ruth Williams used to do some most amazing contests. They were a little complicated for Vance to understand, way above my mental ability. I wasn't drinking enough coffee back then. But what are the four, and just shout out, you can interrupt me, interrupt each other. What are the four motivators that motivate people throughout history? What are the four top motivators? And Rita, you can't answer these because you know the answer. This comes out of Dave Stoltzfus' training years ago. There's no wrong answer. So what are the top four motivators? And let's see how fast.
Freedom and money.
Time, freedom, and time, freedom, and money. Okay, you got the money right. That's number four. And these are in order. So we got money. That's number four. What's one, two, and three?
Wanting to belong.
Status.
What's that? Say again.
I said wanting to belong.
Wanting to belong. So like being part of a group, a cause, or something like that?
Right.
Okay, that's number two.
Power.
Number two is a cause. Number four is money. What's number one and number three? These are the top
power.
Four. What's that?
Power.
Say that again.
Power. Control.
You saying power?
Power? That's a motivate. Well, it is for certain politicians, and I won't name names. It is for certain world dictators that reside in Moscow. Okay, we all know who I'm talking about. I don't need to elaborate on that. If the answer
lust
is power. Say again.
Lust and water.
Less and water?
Lust, L-U-S-T, and water.
Lust, Gary. Oh, that's good. So, okay. That's a motivator. I'm talking about for normal people, Gary, like you and I, okay?
I said water.
Water. So there's a need for some environmental essentials, like water, sleep, rest. Yes, that's number one, need. Need. There's a need. That's a motivator. That's the number one motivator. So number one is need. Number two is because there's a cause, as Renee said, wanting to belong, wanting to be part of something. Number three, we haven't identified yet. And number four is money. Okay, because money makes the world go round. So what's number three? What's the third motivator for common normal people like us? Hey, how about I sweeten the pot and I throw in a Niken Perfect Link necklace for whoever guesses what the third motivator is.
Desire.
Desire. Okay, good, Julie. Nope. It's really acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Nope. It's even simpler than that.
Love.
What's that?
Love.
Love. Okay. No, someone else had another word there. That was, I think, it was it loaf?
Belonging.
Belonging. No, that's part, that's number two. That's cause, being part of something that's making a difference in the world.
Ask Rita.
Ask Rita. It's so simple, folks. We all start our day, okay? The Perfect Link necklace is off the table, okay, because nobody guessed it. It's so simple. What's the most important thing of the day? What do we start our day with? What are we supposed to do?
Food.
Right.
Food. There we go. Food. You can look these up. And you can Google them, and I'm sure they've changed over the decades. But the number one motivator that motivates people beyond anything is a need. There is a need. 91% of us get introduced to Niken because of a need, a physical need. Secondly, behind that, we get introduced to Niken. We start learning philosophies like humans being more, the five pillars of wellness. And all of a sudden, as Renee said, it allows us to belong to something. We want to be part of something. We want to make a difference. It's a cause. Our oldest daughter, who I get to take to the airport in about 45 minutes, she works for a nonprofit, and they had a good month in August. They rescued over 5 million pounds of food that was going to get thrown away. She said to me with a tear-filled eye the other day, she said, Daddy, if we had a little bit more money, we could do so much more. And they're taking this food, they're moving it around the nation, actually North America, and getting it into hands of people that are actually using it. This is food that's going to get thrown away. So that's a cause. It's a huge cause. The third motivator is food. Why does Vance Rogers go to weddings? Wedding cake. I'm a connoisseur of wedding cake. And it doesn't look like I eat much wedding cake. Being that last Friday I weighed in at 130 pounds, which don't scold me. I know. But any of you have ever gone through a colonoscopy? It sucks. Okay, that prep stuff. And my dear friend, Dr. Karen Willens, said, I don't ever have to do that again, and I have no intentions on ever doing it again. But when there's food involved, I will be there. And the last motivator is money. So the Team Rogers contest that commences tomorrow, that everybody is eligible to play, and it runs through, when does it end, Gary? What's the right answer to answering all Vance's rhetorical questions?
Bruce Springsteen's boss.
There you go. That's it. No, the right answer is ask Rita. Rita knows the answers to all the questions that I keep asking because Rita helped me develop this the other day because my brain was racing. And I reached out to, the last couple of weeks, I've reached out to several people, some that will remain nameless. But I wanted to bounce ideas off of them for this contest. It commences tomorrow. It ends December 8th at the Boss event. And here's how to play the game. Renee, do you remember what your husband said a couple weeks ago as a goal? That you two would need to do to get yourself silvers by the Boss event? Do you remember what his goal was, what his attainable benchmark was?
I think he had said 10 people a day or something like that. I'm not sure.
10 people a day?
I don't remember what he said.
Good Lord. Karen remembers. I know Karen remembers. It was 2 people a day.
Two people a day. Okay.
2 a day. 2 a day. 2 a day keeps the doctor away. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. If you took the recommended daily allowance for a lot of Nikan supplements, 2 immunity a day, 2, is it called the BDZ? 2 calcium, 2 of a lot of things. 1 lactoferrin, 2 if you're sickly. The list
can I make a correction? Can I make a correction?
Go ahead.
It's 1 calcium, and you have to muscle check yourself on the BDZ if it's 1 or 2.
Why do you have to be so specific and ruin my fun, Karen? I don't
because
understand.
Because I'm a naturopath.
Yeah. Karen, do you want to? No, let's not get into the colonoscopy subject because that's something.
Oh no,
find
please,
that
let's not.
But here's what we're doing. If you've been on, if you use WhatsApp, and I'm just going to read what Michael DiMuccio wrote yesterday because I can do that. Hang on just a second. Oh my goodness. Let me find it here right quick. WhatsApp. Here we go. Nope, wrong category. Nikan Core Consultant. This was classic, and this was yesterday, I believe. And we'll get into some announcements here at the bottom of the hour, but I want to cover this really, really quick. Mike, this is an interaction between Michael DiMuccio and Wynn. Most of you know Wynn. She's been on Saturday AM Live. She's actually on a regular basis, and if she's on right now, I'd love for her to chime in and speak up. Michael DiMuccio asked this question. How many shares will you have made today? Renee said 10. What are they talking about?
On my list.
That's what you put on your list. What are they talking? What is Michael talking about, Renee? How many shares?
The,
what does that mean?
The video that he and his daughter did about strength. What? How strong are you? Using the necklace as a strength tester.
Does this necklace give instant strength?
Right.
It's becoming quite a YouTube sensation, and it's done in a TikTok format. It's on both TikTok and YouTube, which I don't – Renee, have you found anybody yet that doesn't know what YouTube is?
No.
No. Regardless of their age, I met a guy that I'd never met before, a young man. Last Saturday I met him for the first time. He taught himself English by watching YouTube videos.
Oh.
He's 13 years young. He's from Helsinki, Finland. And you'll probably see him in some sort of World Olympic event or something on some stage as a skater. On a scooter skater thing, two-wheeled thing with the handles that come up, the little scooter thing. He does front flips, back flips, aerials. He's 13. Crazy, but he taught himself English watching YouTube. So I asked that question legitimately, Renee, because people say to me, well, I don't know how to watch that. So I asked them back, have you ever heard of YouTube? And they look at me with that same laughing response. Well, of course. Who hasn't heard of YouTube? Oh, okay. So if I text you something on your phone, do you text? Well, of course. Do you email? Well, of course. So if I emailed you something, could you push play? Or better yet, do you have about 90 seconds? Could we watch it together right now? So Michael DiMuccio's question is, how many shares will you have made? Wynn responds back, I post in my community 400 members. Michael says back, remember, this is a door opener. Personal shares? ? When? She writes back, I also shared it in my personal Facebook. Michael writes back again, personal shares? ! When writes, yes, Michael's final thing to her. This is I'm reading this. Hey, Wynn, check this out. 46 seconds. It's just the tip of the iceberg. I'd like to discuss something more important with you after you watch it. Renee, you've shared Michael's video. How difficult is it to share it?
It's so easy to do. In fact, I misread your contest thing, and I thought it started September 1st, so I sent out 4 shares last night.
So you're out of the game.
Well, I don't know if that counts. I'll have to wait until tomorrow to start all over.
It does. It does. I've been sharing Michael's video for about a week. The only person who shared it more than I have, she can't be with us this morning, is Jeannie Zeden. Here's the contest guidelines. Are you ready, Renee? You don't have to write them down. They're so simple. Every time you share a Nikan video, whether it be Michael's, I don't care what video you share. You can share that crazy one that's coming up on 9 years old. It's 11 seconds long, and it's of some dork sliding down his driveway because he forgot to wear the right insoles, and he throws an aluminum scoop shovel up. That's a $27,000 video. That's how much Vance and Stacy Rogers have made from that silly video. It doesn't matter what video you share. Here's the key. Here's the secret sauce, Renee. When you follow up with that person via text, email, phone, or in person, that counts as an effective share. Why? Renee, why?
Because you're communicating with somebody and you're reaching out and you're being able to start a conversation.
Because that addresses the 4 motivators that motivate everybody. If they have a need. I'm talking to 2 people last night. One who's in front of me at the football game, and she can't turn her neck because as a dentist who owns 2 dentist offices, her occupational hazard is she can't turn her neck. And I could have felt sorry for her. I could have massaged her neck. I could have given her the necklace, but I'm not going to do that. Why is that, Renee? Because she told me years ago, Vance, when I'm old and achy, then I'll look into your magnets.
Oh, no. Instead of preventing the old and achy.
So I'm going to share Michael's video with her today. Via text and say, I know you said years ago, when you're old and achy, then you'll look into my magnets. But for less than $50, this might be something you could look into. If she says no again, oof, you know what my response is going to be?
You're probably going to say, it's your loss. I would say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's your loss. That would be what I would be muttering.
Well, there's this guy named Denny Rogers who I kind of put on a pedestal. He's 81 years young. He's built several successful businesses. And I learned from him years ago on a 5-hour flight to Hawaii. In April of 1995, he sat next to a guy on that flight, and they talked, and they talked, and they talked. My parents used to do this all the time. They sit in different seats. They move around on the plane. Why not? Because you can. And Dad shared the story that this guy was complaining about his back. And I asked Dad, I said, Dad, did you ever introduce him to Nikan? Did you ever? He said, well, I told him my story. And I told him how much the products had impacted our lives. and how, you know, how much money we were making and how much da da da. I said, well, why didn't you show him your Magflex, your Kinkoflex? And you know what his response was, Renee?
No, the guy never asked, or what?
Never. That's it. He never asked. He never asked. The need wasn't great enough. So my dad said in his mind, suffer. Well, that's just me. Nope. My father had been burned so many times by people. I had another conversation last night with my good friend Dave Rao, and I thanked him for several things. And I said, hey, how is business going? And he told me, you know, he's like, oh, my gosh, Vance, we can't keep up. You know, da-da-da-da, we got this thing going on. And I said, hey, by the way, thank you. And I told him thank you for several things that my brother and I's business had profited as a result of a conversation he and I had. And then as we're talking, I totally remembered that I had given him in January my Magflex out of my back. And it was broken. It was cracked. So at that point, it's just a giveaway item. And I looked right at him and I said, hey, Dave, how's your back doing? By the way, I totally forgot to follow up with you. And he said, Vance, I had surgery and it's doing better. But, man, every once in a while, I said, would you watch a short video? Yeah, Vance, send it to me, whatever you got. Dave's need is greater than our neighbor Heather's need. Because she told me, when I'm old and achy, then I'll look into your magnet. How do we get find out where people's needs are? We share. We ask. We use whatever video we have available, whatever means we have available. And we launch a business that is unprecedented. We just present, and then we ask. And we see if their need is great enough. But we have to share. We have to ask. So to sum up the contest, Renee, how many people, and sorry, and I know Julie is on the line, and I can ask her the same question. Renee, how many, in your mind, people, since you started sharing Michael's video, just take a wild guess, or maybe you've been tracking it, and this is a requirement of the contest that officially launches tomorrow. Renee and Jeannie and I, we've been cheating, okay? we've been doing some practice shares. How many people, using that guideline, you shared it, and then you followed up with them? I'm not saying that they signed up as a customer or they joined as a wellness consultant. They did a Lane Connolly and they bought the whole catalog. That's not what we're talking about. How many people, because your husband said we need to do this two a day. We need to invite two people a day to either watch Balanced Life on Tuesday night or to watch participate in Seiko Kai or Master Day. There's so many things we can invite them to, but how many people do you think you've shared it with, any video, and then you followed up with them? Because that's a check mark.
So what's your question? How many people?
Yep, so far. So far
of this particular video? I've shared this video 7 times, I think, Mike DiMuccio's video. My one brother that I sent it to in Texas, he's actually coming up to Michigan in October to visit. And all he said after I sent it to him, he says, we'll talk about this when I see you in October. I thought, okay, that's interesting. So
let's fast forward. What's your brother's name? Role play with me a little bit. What's your brother's name?
His name is Barry.
Gary or Barry?
Barry with a B.
B, boy, bravo. Yes. Okay, Barry. So how will you approach Barry next month in October when he comes up to visit?
I'm going to ask him what he saw in the video that made him say, we'll talk about this.
And then what's the hardest thing for Larry Hafner and Vance Rogers to do when a question like that is asked? What's the hardest thing for them to do? Shut up.
Yes, right. Don't say anything more after that. Let them talk.
He who speaks first loses. I'm really curious, and you're going to come back and report to us next month, what Barry found interesting and why he didn't want to talk about it on the phone. He wanted to talk about it in person. My guess is, and I'm the eternal optimist, my guess is he wants to see or actually experience.
Right. Do the actual test with him. Mm-hmm.
Right. That is a successful share, in my opinion. Did it accumulate into a bunch of Nikan sales? Well, not yet. But the potential is huge. Because you have common ground with your own brother. You have history.
Indeed.
So, yeah, and for friends and family, especially family, they're the hardest sales ever. You ask anybody in the selling industry. It's just hard because they know you and they think, oh, what did they get sucked into this time?
What
do they
Dan?
Know that I don't? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is Mary. I wanted to know why you, if it's your brother, Renee, why you wouldn't say, if he's there in person, you want to try it before learning more about it. I'm just like, have the power band sure. sitting. Like, you want to take the challenge?
My brother is in Texas right now. That's where he lives. So
right, but
when
they're visiting you.
They're not visiting yet. They won't be here until October.
Right. And the question was, what's the first thing you would say to him?
Oh, I want to ask him what he liked about the video or what he thought about it, because I want to see. I have shared with him about Nikan before. And he actually has the back flex, or the mag flex, excuse me. But I just wanted to see why he responded that way to when I sent him the video of, we'll talk when I see you in October. So that's my question on that. So
the need, I think, Mary, to answer your question, the need for Barry isn't great enough yet. He doesn't want to talk about it. Some people don't want to talk about it.
Right. And that brings me into the question, like, when, like, a couple of people that I've sent the video to, and there's been no response to the text message, you know, the sharing. So what do you recommend or suggest on a follow-up to that type of thing where there was no response? Of the four that I sent out yesterday, three people responded and one person didn't, you know, with some type of a respond of, even if it was just a happy face.
Hey, can
so
I jump in here?
Yes, absolutely.
Can I jump
Karen,
in?
Please.
Okay, because
please.
Jeannie and I are good friends, and I have followed her progress with Richard Brook because she took his classes. And I have watched her move forward, and it's like amazing. And so she was all ready to go when she did this. And I've asked her, okay, what do you do if, just like you are, Renee? And if they don't answer you, you get back to them and say to them, hey, I'm wondering, you know, what you thought of that video. I'd love to get your opinion on it and get your feedback. You can call them. You know, if you texted it or emailed it first, then you can call them. There are all kinds of things you can do. And what else did she tell me? She said, some people will not answer. That's okay. Let them go. They're the people,
right.
You know, like Vance is talking about, that they just aren't interested. Okay. But you can always find something to say. I think that's our biggest stumbling block, is finding the comfortable words. So one of my, I sent it out to one of my customers, and He didn't get it. It was in his junk mail. Okay. So you never know where it ends up. It's not that they didn't watch it or that they didn't get back to you. It's maybe it went into their junk file, or maybe it wasn't delivered properly or whatever.
Yep, that's good.
Here's
hey, Vance.
Go ahead.
This is Rita. I think that Mary's idea of experiential is really good with some people. You've got to decide who's open and who isn't. Sometimes it's a very short window there. I'm trying to try to find common ground where you can communicate in a short period of time. For example, I had a girl stop by last week and or this week that we're in, and she's extremely left brain and not open to much
okay,
of any.
Yeah. Explain left brain. She's not open to any of this stuff, right?
Right, exactly. She's very scientific, got to prove it, blah, blah, blah. So I knew sending her a video or anything like that wouldn't work. So I handed her a lemon jade. And said, well, why don't you try this? And she said, oh, I'd have to research it first. And I said, oh, that's great, Nikon.com. And then you can either put it under your tongue or mix it with water, but I think you'll like it. And you were just mentioning you needed more energy, et cetera, et cetera. So then I will follow up with her after I get some feedback from her on she loved it, because she probably will. and send her the video, et cetera, et cetera. But she's one of those hard-nosed people that everything has to be written, proved, you know, she's got to research it, et cetera, et cetera.
Rita, would you mind? I'm not going to make fun of you, I promise. Promise, okay? But how do you place your customer orders?
Oh, by phone, computers.
I call in.
It's
not your forte.
Right.
And Rita knows what YouTube is. I send Rita either via email or via text YouTube videos or links, and she knows how to do that. But you just said, Rita, computer is not your forte. Nuclear physicism or flying up into space is not my forte either. But I got paid a compliment last night at a football game, and all I did Thursday night as a line judge at a volleyball game was smile. And when the opposition coach of the visiting team disagreed with me and the calls I was making as a line judge, and she literally tore my head off with her face and her words, she couldn't touch me. She was way bigger than I was. Okay, I'm only 5'5". But at the end of the game, when they took it to five, and Karen knows about this because I was texting her in between during timeouts going, oh my gosh, all I did was say yes. But I knew how to do my job. I knew how to stay in my lane. And at the very, very end, she came up to me and apologized for being so mean. And so rude. And I said, no apology needed. You were doing your job as a coach. She said, well, the problem is I get too competitive. I said, that's your job. The athletic director told me last night in person, Vance, we received a compliment because our gym, our fans, our people were so welcoming and nice. And she said, Vance, I think you had a big part in this. Here's my point. We all know how to stay in our lane. We all know how to share Nikon. If we want to win big, if you want to win a bunch of free stuff, start sharing these videos. Start sharing Michael's videos. Start inviting people to Tuesday night. If they can't get on it live, what do, Rita? They call their super sponsor and say, Vance, can you please send me the recording that Jeff already posted? Because I don't know how to do that. Because I don't like computer stuff. They're
hey,
all
Vance,
there.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Absolutely.
So Jeannie's been sending it out. Jeannie's been sending it out to 4 or more people per day. She's working full time at the Oregon State Fair for 10 days in a row. Okay. This is, it's like she has no time to do anything else, but she sends out at least 4 a day. And she said 7 of the people that she's contacted have gotten back to her and said, I'm interested. Please contact me or let's get together. Something like that. She's going gangbusters on this.
And my parents, Denny and Char Rogers, are laughing with Jeannie all the way to the bank. Well, why? Because Ricky and Jeannie Zeden are first level gold wellness consultants to Denny and Char Rogers. All Jeannie is doing is sharing 4 times a day. So she's taking Ron and Renee's number of sharing 2x a day. Start a list, folks. It's just that simple. Mine is a list from top to bottom, and it's just a list of names. All the people I've shared it with so far, their responses are varied. Let me tell you about one more really quick. Mary Myers is not even a registered customer yet. We couldn't figure out how to do that in the time frame we had. Her credit card wasn't working. I simply placed, and I don't even know how I did it. Maybe I did register her. I don't know. She bought a pair of M strides for her husband and a twin size Nature Rest fit for her own use. I sent Michael DiMuccio's video to her on Tuesday of this week. She wrote me back a few hours later and said, this is fantastic. Can I do this same energy test with the new insoles that I just bought? Karen, what do you think my response was?
I can't say.
You're laughing.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You're laughing because you know Vance Rogers. And I wrote her back and said, absolutely not. You can only do the energy test with the Nikon pouch. No, I said, absolutely, Mary. What a great idea. And she said this, and I can read the text to you. She said, I've got a bunch of lady friends coming over tomorrow night, and I'd like to do the energy test with the insoles. So what did Vance do? Simple. I went back to the Nikon archives of YouTube videos, and I said, here's an energy test I did with those exact same insoles when they were introduced years ago. And it's me doing the energy test on Diane Cook. And it's on YouTube. Everybody knows how to drive YouTube. You just push the little triangle. You just push the button. So I basically was training in Mary how to do the energy test. Whether they do it with arms straight in front or arms behind, it doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. The mechanics don't matter. It's the intention. And I went, here Mary is doing my job for me. She's a customer introducing other potential customers. What a deal. What a deal. So Mary only counts as one share on my list. Mary only counts as 1 point. Come December 8th, you tally up all the points you've collected, all the shares. And again, Renee just defined it for us. A successful share is sharing it with somebody and then following up. If they buy a wellness home, if they do a power start, that's irrelevant. That's not what we're talking about. Don't overcomplicate it. Let's keep it simple, fam. Okay? Kiss, right? Jeannie Zeden has 7 follow-ups now that she gets to do with. And I've been to the Oregon State Fair. That's where Jeannie and Ricky Zeden met Denny and Char Rogers years ago. So a lot of people there. A lot of people with a lot of needs. A lot. And Jeannie is finding nooks and crannies in her schedule every day to share Michael's video. If you haven't seen Michael's videos yet, please contact me. I will share it with you free of charge. It's so much fun. Last question, and I think I've explained the contest well enough. What do you win come December 8th? What do you want to win? Contact me then. Collect your points. I cannot keep track of your points. Your points are up to you, okay? Next week, we're going to follow up. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, and you're going to report back how many shares and what's happened so far in just the first week. Because, Renee, it's okay. There's a grace period. You can count the ones you've already shared, because I'm only counting the list I have in front of me. You're only competing against yourself, okay? You're not competing against anybody else. There's plenty of Neken discontinued products in the Neken Corbett, Oregon Extension Warehouse. Plenty. Plenty. Every point is equivalent to a U.S. dollar. All of the products in the Neken Corbett, Oregon Extension Warehouse get sold at 50 cents on the dollar wholesale price. Now, some of you, I just lost you right there because you're going, okay, what does that mean? I just lost you. A gold or silver perfect link Neken necklace. Don't get caught up in the mechanics. That's irrelevant. The contest starts tomorrow. It goes through December 8th, the Neken Boss event. And Rita told me, Vance, don't even mention that because you're going to confuse people. Oh, sorry. I just confused some more people. What do you want to win? Some of you are going to cash in your points like at Thanksgiving because you've got a relative, or like Renee, your brother's coming, and you're thinking, ooh, my brother could really use this. Renee, do you know what a Kinko Touch is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would you want one? Would you want
sure.
one? What would it be worth to you?
It would be worth a whole lot more shares than what I'm doing right now. Got to do more.
Okay, there you go. There you go. I have in the Neken Corbett, Oregon Extension Warehouse of discontinued products, I have 5. Kinko Touches, brand new, in the box. What's it worth to you, Renee?
It's worth definitely going out and contacting people and following up. I'm looking at one right here next to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Renee, do you read Ben and Mike's Core Consultant newsletter?
I do. Uh-huh.
Did you read the one that came, was it yesterday or the day before?
It just came yesterday to me. I have not read it yet. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I just saw it this morning.
It's very short, and the title is Going for Gold. And a world record was set this week in Nebraska, and Karen knows what I'm talking about, and I'm going to finish with this. 92,003 people. Can't be wrong. 92,003. Don't forget the 3, okay? Sandy Martin says, my 3 and me, okay? 92,000 people gathered and set a world record, largest gathering of people ever in world history to watch a women's sporting event. They had a need. They wanted to watch the women's volleyball team at Nebraska play Omaha. some people are like, well, I don't know what you're talking about, Mansell. You can Google it. It was a world record. Huge sporting event. Well, what's the big deal? Well, 92,003 people had a need. They wanted to watch a volleyball game, and they showed up.
Can I jump in, Vance?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So my son played volleyball all the way through high school and college, and he coached as a volleyball coach after that. Anyway, if there are 1,000 people at a volleyball match, that's a lot. Okay? So now multiply that by 92,000, and you know the size of that crowd.
Huge. Outdoor. They're at a stadium that's used for football games, and they're watching a volleyball game. You can barely even see what's going on if you're in the cheap seats, right, Karen?
Uh-huh, and watch out for flying balls if you're down near the court.
that's my point. The best seat in the house, in Vance's opinion, besides the upright, that's a high-stress position. The best seat, in my opinion, is on the corner as a line judge. Not as much stress. And when I was asked to volunteer to do it, I said, absolutely. And you know why, Karen? Because I didn't have to pay the $6 to get into the game. A few years ago, they paid me to do this. $100 for the season to be the line judge for the home game. And I said, absolutely. I'll do that. And the critique, even a guy came up to me last night and said, Vance, you totally missed a call. And I went, I did? I'm on the line. It's my call. It's our call to determine what we want to do with our NECAN businesses. And I think it can be as fun and as simple as just sharing. There's lots of needs out there. And that's the number one motivator. There's definitely a cause involved. Food. NECAN has a lot of great food products. And there's a lot of money to be made. And some of us are going, oh my goodness, the sky's the limit. So I really, really hope we can go for gold. Quick announcements right quick, because I've got to go throw some clothes on, because I do not go out in public dressed in my pajamas. And I need to get a favorite oldest daughter of mine to the airport. If you haven't seen the September summer sizzling ending specials, free shipping. Free shipping. Okay. How do we know about that? Well, what are the details? Don't get lost and get confused on the details. Just any consultant order over $200, any customer order over $250, free shipping. There's some other sweetheart deals thrown in there too. You just click on the tools button in the front office. All the details are there. And if you're like Rita and you don't speak computer, call NECAN. Call your super sponsor. Okay? By the way, that's what Jan, my birthday buddy, who turns, how old is Jan tomorrow, Karen? I'm doing the math in my head really quick. Is there a message?
I don't know. Gosh.
Yeah, I'm turning 55. She's 15 years older. She's turning 70. Oh my goodness. We shared the same birthday. She's one of our consultants, but she refers to her sponsor, that'd be me, as her super sponsor, because I am her super sponsor. Because I invite her, I send her Michael DeMuccio's video, and she said, that is fantastic. That's the first product she was introduced to, because Vance was so overjoyed that we shared the same birthday. I gave her my necklace as a late birthday gift. Why? Because she was having problems turning and moving her neck, and she wasn't sleeping, and a lot of other things were going on. How profitable has that been for me? She's ordered a ton of NECAN products. I invested in necklace. Oh, and by the way, one other quick announcement. When somebody registers, Karen, why would somebody want to register to be a consultant?
Well, they get a discount on the products, number one. Number two.
You and I have had this conversation, Karen. We don't register people as consultants so they can get a discount on the products. We register people, why? So they can build a business.
No, that's a benefit. To build a business and have time freedom and have an easier life financially.
There we go. Because I desperately want to introduce several people that are buying products as customers at full retail price. I want to register them.
Oh, that conversation. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that. But because they'll get the necklace for free with their $40 register, and then they get all this other beautiful.
Right.
They get all this other beautiful paperwork, a hard printed catalog, and then they have the opportunity to build a business. Registering someone so they can get a discount on the products, that's the wrong motivator.
No, it's a bonus. It's not a motivator, it's a bonus.
And the problem is, as Karen and I have learned the hard way, is we just threw away a bunch of money that was desired and destined for us. Please don't take that mentality that you feel sorry for someone that you want to register them as a consultant so they can get a discount. Because you're throwing away, this is your business. Treat it like a business, like Michael DiMuccio does. And the rest of us should. And if you don't like the way he treats his customers with honor and respect and treats them like customers and allows them to pay customer price, take it up with Michael. Take it up with Dave Rolf. Take it up with people like Ruth Lowe. Take it up with people like Herb Rapp. Treat people as customers with respect. Now, when they get to the point of wanting to do it as the consultant and they want to build a business or they ask because there's a need there, and there's a cause that they want to be a part of, and there's food involved, and then they want to make money. Then, but never before. Please don't do that. Please, I'm begging you, because you're throwing away a whole bunch of money. And if you don't believe me, you can call Karen, or Karen, you can explain.
Yeah, you'll shoot yourself in the foot.
So, folks, on that note, I need to sign off. Next week we
Vance, can I jump in here with one quick thing? Okay,
you can.
Everybody, just so you know, there's a powerhouse workshop in 1 hour. It's 11 o'clock Central time. Everybody do the math on that one. And Luis is going to be on. The information is in WhatsApp, but it's probably also in the office under the calendar.
And by the way, we're going to talk about this, or I'm going to get him to be a guest again. I spoke with one of my favorite coaches. He actually makes a lot of money getting paid to be a real coach. Okay, real coach. He's an author, Dr. David Robinson. I called Rita right after I spoke with him, and Rita and I were FaceTiming because I actually got the FaceTime with Dr. David Robinson, and woof, wow, did he enlighten me. But next Saturday, we will have a real live guest rather than Vance, okay? But have a great and fantastic September start and a wonderful Labor Day. And tomorrow, all gifts, I take a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, flowers, chocolate, and most important, Rita, what can people send Vance as the number one birthday gift?
And a new consultant on your team.
Well, that would be good, but coffee beans. It's really simple. Coffee beans, of course.
I just unmuted. I was going to say coffee, yeah. No doubt.
I gave a guy at the airport two Fridays ago who was on his way to Guatemala for us gringos. I gave him $50 and I said, "Do you know what this is for?" And he goes, "No." I said, "I need you to bring me back coffee beans. Okay? I hear they have good, He brought me back last weekend at church. He handed me this huge bag of organic coffee beans. And I sniffed it, I caressed it, I cuddled it, and Stacy's like, "Oh, husband, you have got to stop." I'm not addicted, but I do have a slight love affair with organic coffee beans. Why? Because I can.
The more organic, the better.
The more organic. It's just like me, Ken. The more organic, the better. And yes. if you knew what I put my body through on a regular basis, you'd understand. So, folks, I got to get somebody to the airport who is down in our lobby, our entryway. And the last time I get to see her in person other than FaceTime. So, again, have a great September, a great Labor Day, any of you who are traveling, and I look forward to chatting with you or seeing you on Tuesday night on The Balanced Life. And have fun sharing Michael's video. And if you don't have it, please, please reach out to somebody who's got it and watch it, but more importantly, share it, okay? Thanks again, all of you who contributed to today. This was a lot of fun. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you real soon. Ciao for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.